Welcome to another edition of Morning Sip. Coffee is a mug with a hug.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? One, two, three, four.
Get up. Get on up. Good morning, sunshines. Do you know what time it is? Everyone, listen up, because it's coffee o'clock. If this is your first time listening, today is a 15-minute short episode where you sip your coffee and Nina does all the talky. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and today's good mood is sponsored by yours truly. That's right, I'm your barista this morning. You know how I do. No filters, no judgment, and I keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true. Holiday season has begun and Target's Black Friday ad has been leaked. And deals are better than ever. Check out the limited time offers on their dedicated Black Friday page. And you can find it in this week's show notes right on your phone. Adding to the holiday cheer, Target has now free standard shipping and even returns on all your orders through December 20th.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
I can't believe how would I
No, we need people like you. And I. Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
Grab your mug and start sipping, because I'm going to set the scene. Long-distance relationships, also known as LDRs. My male cousin used to tell me, Nina girl, they don't work. And he used to give me the guy's point of view of why they don't work. But despite all that advice, I've road tested a couple. Let me tell you, waste of time. Total waste. They fizzle. And if you ever spend time talking to a person face-to-face, this is a huge step down.
We don't slip up like that.
Women do. I was sitting there thinking.
Yeah. We don't slip up like that.
No, a woman would have never made that mistake.
No.
Never.
No.
We are too smart for that.
You see, here's the deal. You need to put a time capsule on it. The no longer than, the greater but less than, and not to exceed LDR rules. So my story is this, well, at least one of the two stories, is before I moved to New York, my boyfriend at the time said, you know what, you know, Nina, I don't do long distance. And I was like, cool, fine. I know where I stand. It's clear. Let's move on. Then you have the other end of the spectrum where you're floating in and you're floating out into this swirl that keeps on swirling and heads in no direction. So I asked the questions. Remember the fucking questions from episode 61? Gotta ask them. So I did. But you know what? This is what happens. They get more creative too. And that's how they keep you on autopilot. But then I went up them. I got double, triple, quadruple creative. And even slapped an ultimatum at the end of it. He didn't believe that I was gonna follow through, but I ended it. Besides, he had ample warning, but he still chose to coast. So you know what I did? I was outie like a 500. But we're talking about long-distance relationship cuffs. And if you're not familiar with cuffs, well, it's all about being booed up, shacked up for a season and for a reason. This is where you have frequent flyer relationship miles, where you put on mileage faster than any other relationship you had before. On the flip, I'm not cuffing anybody, period. If I like you as a person, I'm gonna want to be around you more than once or twice a month, which in my books, by definition, is a relationship. Remember, a month is 30 days. And if you both are working 9-to-5 type of jobs, that means at a minimum you see each other 6 to 8 days out of the month, which in my books does not equal a real relationship. Kimberly's in her 30s, divorced and in a relationship. Before that, most of her relationships, admittedly, were long distance. But I had to put my Keep It 100 spell on her to find out why.
Normally when I would date people, they would be...
like long distance?
Yeah. I guess it was just easier because you only see each other every once in a while.
What? How do you think that came to be? Like, that was always the trend for you?
That just, like, I would go out of town with girlfriends and I would happen to meet somebody. And then we would, you know, stay in contact and still date and then eventually stop. And then not really looking or whatever, then go out of town again and end up meeting somebody.
In this next clip, I asked Kimberly, look, how often would you see that person when you were in a long-distance relationship?
Maybe like once a month.
Okay. And that was cool with
it? I guess it was because in my mind, like the first person I did, it's not like I was like really into them of like, you know, thinking long-term about it. But I know I'm an out-of-sight, out-of-mind type of person. The first one, it's kind of like, unless you are really into it, you don't really care how often you see the person.
Right.
You know, it's whatever.
But would you say to somebody, oh, I have a boyfriend or I'm dating?
No.
Now, Mia tells us, look, these are the reasons why any person, whether they're male or female, would sext and why it's necessary in a long-distance relationship.
Both. Like, especially, like, with long-distance relationships. You have to have something because we can't see each other. So in order for you to, like, keep the spice, like, you have to sex.
Learn what women are thinking but not saying out loud. On this podcast, Nina chats about socially awkward real-life moments and sensitive girly stuff most girlfriends talk about on a daily basis. Think of Nina as your go-to girlfriend.
College students keep it 100 and keep it real, and they are the first to tell you, hell nah, when it comes to maintaining a long-distance relationship and being in college.
It's like a really big eye-opener. So I would say if you're having a relationship, maybe a long-distance relationship in college, it's going to be rough. It's going to be difficult. You're probably not going to communicate as well as you thought it would, as you thought you would. But yeah, there's going to be times where you will be very jealous or maybe even consider calling it off. But if you think that you still want to be with that person and they still make you happy enough, then you should probably keep pushing. But if it drains you so much that you can't even focus on your work, probably it's probably time to break it off.
Nicole suggested that, look, you're going to have to be open to things happening to you, even if you don't plan on them.
Go in there open because you never know who you meet. Not necessarily to say that you're going to date somebody after a month, but relationships, they do require a lot of commitment, and especially if they're long distance, that's definitely going to take a toll on you. And
that's a lot of trust as well.
Yes. Like, that might even, it's going to put a strain, like, I guess on your mind, and it could put a strain on your body because you would just be all depressed and sad, and that's not well in school. So I recommend breaking it off or explaining where you're at right now. If it's meant to come back together, like, if you really truly love that person, you can go without being, I guess, your official boyfriend or girlfriend, and just come back if it's meant to be, because you're going to change in college. So it's like, just start fresh, you know?
All right, Erica calls it a long-distance hotline bling. And in this next clip, she's going to tell you how she ended up there.
I was in Philadelphia. He was in Chicago. And so we met on the plane. And so, and I was like, oh my God, this guy is amazing. But it didn't really kind of come to me because we would see each other, you know, when I was in Chicago or if he was in Philadelphia. And so it was going on and kind of on and on. But then it wasn't really progressing. And, you know, and I wanted it to progress because this is cool and all, but I'm amazing, you're amazing, it could be more. And so I'm telling one of my coworkers who's a guy and who's gay, and he was like, that sounds like a booty call to me.
Didn't even realize you're in a booty call.
And then I was like, oh, maybe it is.
All right, so one day the plane ticket people needs to be one way. Is it right or is it a real relationship? So how do you make things work from a distance? I'm going to give you 5 of Nina's girlfriendly pieces of advice. Number 1, setting expectations. This is also known as the end game plan, which is so critical from Jump Street. And you know what? At various intervals of the relationship. Number 2, believe it or not, there are apps out there for long distance relationships. And most of them are on the gushy side, especially for me. And I can't even imagine a guy signing up and agreeing to use these apps. Where was this stuff when I was doing it? So I checked out a few, and here's my review of a couple of them. One is called Without. It gets better. This app tracks your time apart, which in my mind could be a positive and a negative. If you want any ammo on how much time that we've spent versus not, this is the app. Next is the Between app. It's pretty decent. I think what I liked from this app is that it has a calendar feature. And you know what? This enables the whole tag team effort when it comes to traveling and planning traveling to and fro between each other. And the last one is called Sesame. I like this because it's a themed gift app. And you know what? It allows both people to be creative, add spice to the relationship at a distance by sending loving care packages. Aww. All right, moving on. Number 3, communication. All right, there's more pressure than you ever know on verbal communication. And it's not limited to verbal, right? Because now we have texting, we have voice, we have video, whatever floats your boat. But in the event it slows down or comes to a screeching halt, you need to mash your brakes. If it's constantly a one-way street, you need to put it on mental probation. Number 4, for you jealous types out there, it's already hard not to be in a long-distance relationship. But when you layer the souffle with the jealous types, it's especially problematic. You will wish you could be there, but you can't. You'll be wondering what they're doing, but you can't see or hear them, or you don't really know the truth. This causes tension, and you know what? It also breeds paranoia to the 11th degree. Number 5, pump your brakes, girlfriend. You gotta proceed with caution. And you know what? Literally, you gotta mash your brakes when you're moving too fast. Have you heard of Twinder? Because Twinder is like a fusion of Twitter and Tinder. And this is where you can tell the world that you're accepting applications for a relationship. And you will meet the most gif-able, meme-able, Photoshop-worthy people until you see them in person and really at your own cost. There are no boundaries anymore when it comes to dating. Hey, I'm just trying to be that bug in your ear, give you a dose of reality, and some real talk sprinkled in. But that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's big gulp. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Was this episode good for you? Was it fun? Was it a reality check? Regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls Show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes. You know why? Because I rely on it so much. It helps me stand out from the crowd. And it helps you, men and women, understand each other better. Connect with me on social media using the handle at Nina Babel. I love Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and check out the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. The Friggin' Truth 2.0 is nearing completion. Make sure to get your free copy online at ninababel.com before I officially release 2.0. Sip, sip, hooray! Let's keep it 100. I'm over and out. Enjoy the rest of your week. Smooches! Yeah.